Bhargo Welcome, everyone. Thank you, Ganga. It was lovely. Okay, come on, Mike. We need you. Can you hear me without my special mic? I can just forget about this. This mic is not working. Okay, you can hear me now if I talk like this? Yes, thank you, Keith. All right. Welcome all. If they're newcomers, welcome. Be comfortable and let your eyes close when you're ready. And just simply offer your experience moment by moment. Just like Ganga was offering the chant. In other words, don't do anything. Just allow whatever is doing itself. And offer it. Or rather, know that it is offered. Every experience is part of this offering, of this dedication. Even the tension in the body or the negative thinking. That's the joy of it. That's the relief when we're gathered together like this. We remember that everything that arises is a celebration by nature. Everything has its place. And every experience, when it's welcomed like that, when it's recognized as having its birthright in awareness, will organically sing its song with its own tempo, its own rhythm. Everything will follow its organic course. It's like a chorus of experience. And at some point, you don't really have to listen. You relax back as the listening itself. Maybe that doesn't happen. Maybe you find yourself drawn towards an experience, maybe a feeling or tension in the body. A sense of contraction, or a feeling of fear or agitation. And the fact that you're drawn to it is because it's somehow not fully allowed. There's something resisting, So it's very intelligent. Your attention is drawn there. So we go there. Or you go there. Or I go there. Wherever that where there is. And just listen. Make space, or rather indicate the space, because the space is here always. I mean the space that surrounds this tension or feeling. Just indicate it. Or you could say you take this tension or feeling and you place it gently in the openness, which it was already in, but somehow you place it. You lift it out of the openness and you replace it in the openness. It's a kind of indication. Look, you're surrounded with openness. And then maybe you listen a little bit longer to make sure that this tension or feeling is beginning to resonate with the openness. And then you move back, sort of relax back to, so as not to intimidate your experience. It doesn't like to be scrutinized too much. It would like to be left alone to discover the openness. So you move the attention back, you open the attention back to include the globality of your experience. And maybe even you relax all the way back to knowing yourself as the openness itself. Not so interested in the experiences. Taking a bath in yourself. Knowing that all is well. And then maybe again, a feeling, a deeper layer, drawing your attention, like a child calling for its mother. Maybe, maybe not. You don't have to manufacture. But if there is a baby calling, you can narrow your field of attention towards this distressed layer of experience. You don't have any agenda other than a loving, a kind agenda to be with. That's the agenda, to be with. Because we're talking about feelings or tensions, the being with is a sort of tactile being with. Not a conceptual being. So you bring yourself closer and you pick the baby up the way you would. You rock the baby, you Bring the baby close to your heart. The tension, the confusion, whatever the label doesn't matter. It's a raw experience. You rock it, you sink to it, and then you place it right back in its crib. But now maybe it's connected again with this surrounding kindness that is our true nature. The surrounding openness. The feeling feels soothed like a little baby. It can feel soothed by its mother's song. Really, it's you that is soothed. The you that felt itself to be the tension has relaxed. And so it goes. Now feel your body a little bit more intentionally. Just taste your body and just see what it's like, your body in this moment. Not so much your body of memory, but the actual sensation of the body. Is it rather contracted, or is it rather open? Maybe it's fluctuating. There's no judgment. Or if there is judgment, that is appearing to that which is free of judgment. Just tasting the body and feeling how much space does my body fill. Is it a big space or a rather narrow space? And just then wondering with your tactile senses, how does my boundary feel, my body boundary, is it very tight? Or is it rather porous? Again, no judgment, no right or wrong. Just making acquaintance with the body of the now. And of course, our body of sensation, our body of the now is constantly morphing. So you may notice one thing one moment and then the next. Ooh, the borders of my body, the pores of my skin are relaxing. Who knows? Now you could ask yourself, can I feel the space beyond sensation that I call my body? Can I venture beyond with my tactile sense? The mind will say, I don't know how to do that, because the mind genuinely does not know how to do that, nor is it supposed to know. But your body of sensation, your tactile body, already knows that there isn't really an inside the body and an outside the body, that there's not really a border. So See that inner way, you already feel the space. It extends beyond the so-called body. Be open to that. Let your body say yes to that, not so much your mind, because your mind will say, no, 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 no. I'm staying right here, confined in my usual cage. At least I, the separate self, know that I'm safe there. But then there's another me, the real me that says yes. Let the body resonate with that real me. Let the body say yes. I can expand, I can open. I can extend as far as I want to fill. As much space as I want, the space of this whole room. Don't avoid anything that arises as you explore with me. There will be layers of layers will come, layers of resistance, layers of fear, moments of openness. Now explore the feeling of weight, of holding the weight. Just gently scan your body experience, asking yourself, where am I holding unnecessarily? Maybe the forehead? You just go there gently. The act of tasting the holding of the weight sometimes it's just what's needed to let go of that holding. Maybe the shoulders. Feel the weight of your shoulders and of your arms, of your hands. Feel the hands are just a mass of temperature, of warmth that spreads into the contact surface. So that maybe the shoulders can drop a little bit. Maybe there's holding in my lower jaw. Before you do anything, go visit my lower jaw, your lower jaw. Don't do it. Don't force anything. Hello, lower jaw. Do you like to relax a little bit more? Now go visit your lips, your upper lip, your lower lip. Your whole lips. Mouth. And now visit your pelvis area, your thighs, your sit bone. Am I holding the weight there? Can I feel the contact, the texture? My knees, my calves, my ankles, my feet. blossoming into the earth. Notice how you just want to skip. We want to skip the process. We want the result, but that would be just an imposition. Because really we're not chasing relaxation, we're just tasting the habits, looking, tasting, discovering, indicating. Now feel your whole body. See if you can feel it as one global sensation instead of different parts. Put it together, the head, the torso, the arms, the pelvis, the legs, the feet and the hands, the face. Let them be one amorphous global sensation. Hello, body. I know nothing about you, but you live in me. I discover you moment by moment. Hello, body. You can take more space if you like. You can release your weight into me, body. I will take it. I will blow on it. I will mix it into my openness. Feel your body is getting the message. Slowly let your forearms lift off, float off your lap just a few centimeters, and then drop your fingertips to the ground. That means that your wrists are completely relaxed. Your hands are dropping down. And let your shoulders drop down into your hands. Your head is floating on top of your spine like a balloon, and it's sort of drawn towards the ceiling. Top of the head drawn towards the ceiling so that the spine is elongating, but see if you can feel it rather than do it. So you've got the dropping of the arms, the caressing of the top of the head with the ceiling. And the spine is alive. It's not this mechanical structure. Let it be alive. Now slowly let the shoulders float up towards the ears, but nobody doing it. Big explosions in Oxford. I think they're fireworks. I hope. And now the shoulders float down. Notice whatever the sounds are triggering. You can hear them as loudly as me. Let your hands come down to your lap. And I am going to go see what this is. Be right back. Hi there. My husband tells me they're fireworks. So here we have fireworks. Slowly the torso is going to turn to the left and let the sounds sort of mingle with the sensations. The mind will sort of, at least my mind wants to do something with the situation. Separate out the sounds from the sensations. Identify. Defend. Now let the head turn towards the right. Slowly. Head returns. I am the openness in which this sensation arises, sound arises, feelings arise. It's an explosion both on the outside but also maybe on the inside. Torso turns towards the right. Be like a ghost body. Your hands resting on your right knee. It's a bit difficult to concentrate for me. Now your head turning towards the left. Be the openness, she said to herself as she was trying to guide her little group. The head comes back. And now the torso comes back to the center. And now we do a neck rolls, head and neck roll slowly. The breath, to let the breath be free, and maybe this explosion is an invitation to really exercise the yes saying to all that arises. Slow circles, nobody doing it. I am the borderlessness that welcomes what is moment by moment. Now the other way with the head. Yes, and then let the head come back. Where am I located? Good question with these very big sounds. Am I located in a body that defends against the sound? Sometimes it feels like that. Can I exercise my capacity to feel myself as unlocated in the body? So that the sounds and the sensations of the body and the sound of Ellen's voice are all arising. In me, the borderlessness. But now I can't help but invite us to move. Because after all, big sounds are a kind of invitation to move. Let your body move free in response to the sounds. As if the sounds and the movement of your body were co-arising. See what happens, because they are co-arising. Make sure the breath is allowed. Maybe the sounds, because they're explosive, they can explode some holding patterns in the body. Yes, and then let the movement come back to stillness. Don't do it. See where the body goes when it seeks a neutral abode. The arms, the spine, the head. Just being with the experience moment by moment. Taste your body once again. The quality of openness, the quality of contraction. What about the weight? Check your legs, your pelvis, your arms. Hello, body. Notice maybe that with big sounds, the body naturally contracts. Perhaps it's a natural organic contraction that expands. Relaxes with the return of the silence. That's natural, right? Our true nature doesn't expand or contract, but our body minds definitely do. There's a natural organicity to that. And sometimes there's a bit more than just the natural organicity of it. Sometimes there's psychology, fear, a story, a story of me. Feel your arms and let your arms float out into the space in front. Very slow, they're lifted off, weightless arms. Immense arms touching the wall in front. And now just the right arm floating, falling all the way up to the ceiling, weightless. Make sure your pelvis is rooting into the earth, your legs are falling into the earth. And now switch, the left arm is floating up and the right arm is floating down. Do it from the internal sensation rather than the external perception. Don't visualize it, feel it. Long fingers touching ceiling, touching wall. Empty that left shoulder. Can you empty it? Can you empty the right shoulder? Switching again. Slow, smooth. Not mechanical arms. Arms of energy. Arms of sensations. Palms of energy. Radiating. And now the left arm floats up. Palms face one another, ball of energy between the palms of the hands. Slowly gather the ball of energy and bring it down. Bring it down, down, front of your face. Now cross your hands to cover your torso. One hand on each shoulder. Your arms are crossed on your chest. Always feeling the globality of the body. And now open your arms. Open your forearms as if you were opening a book. Both arms opening right and left. Palms facing the center. Your arms are, well, you can always look if you're not quite sure what we're doing. Now face the palms towards the shoulders and slowly bring the fingertips towards your shoulders, slowly. Nothing is mechanical. Tactile. Feel the texture of the fingers with the shoulders, with the fabric of your clothes. Is it cotton? Is it wool? Is it synthetic? Dropping your elbows down. And now gather your elbows towards one another so your arms are moving towards the center. Still folded, fingertips still touching the shoulders. Feel two pools of light in your palms. And then you just let these pools of light be offered, your hands moving into the space in front. And then let your arms dissolve, let your hands dissolve, let your shoulders dissolve. And again, your arms floating into the space in front. Long arms, even longer. They're lifted by a cushion of air. Right arm to the ceiling, and at the same time, the head turning towards the left. Don't do it. Let it happen. Discover it. Switch, everything switches. Right arm floats to the horizontal, left arm floats up, and the head turns towards the right. I am the openness.
tasting the body. Opening that that left armpit. Resting the right arm on the horizontal plank, and you drop that right shoulder. And again, we switch everything together, one sensation. The weight of the pelvis is surrendered. The breath is free, if it would like. Yes, and now the left arm floating up once again. But it's the first time. Palms face one another. This time the torso turns a little bit towards the left, just a little bit. Welcome the burning. Let it be a fire that you open to, that you offer to the openness. And now the torso towards the right. There may be unpleasantness, but it doesn't need to be added resistance. We know nothing about this unpleasantness. Torso to the center. Two huge, immense arms opening right and left as they come down. Long arms, like big wings. Slowly. Pause. Pause at the horizontal. Leaning to the right, place your right hand on the mat or on the floor, on your chair, and just let the left arm come to the ceiling and just see what wants to happen, a stretching of the whole left side of the body. And then you switch, you open slowly, left hand moving towards the floor, right arm rising up. You find your own stretch. Whole right side of the body. And again, just do this a few times in your own time. Let your body do it. How can this movement be easy? In a certain way, empty, empty of effort, empty of pushing, empty of the doer. Yes, and next time you come to the center, your both arms are extending out, right and left, palms facing forward. Breath is free, and then coming back with your arms towards your chest. Crossing your hands, place the fingertips on the shoulders. And then just let your arms dissolve, let them dissolve back down. Empty whatever reactions into the ground, whatever residual sensation, let them penetrate the ground. And now let your spine collapse, round your spine. Your lower, your middle, your upper, just rounded, lazy, lazy spine. Just feel that your breath is given full permission to be free. Feel your belly. The in-breath, an expansion of those muscles of your lower abdomen, gentle contraction with the out-breath. No reason, no agenda, nowhere to go, just tasting the breath. The breath in the nostrils, temperature. Cool on the in-breath, warmer on the out-breath. Hello, breath. And now very gently after the next out-breath, you feel your pubic bone moving forward and your torso beginning to elongate from the lower, middle to the upper. Very slow, very tactile, the whole front of your torso touching the space in front. Your face, your throat. Take the tips of your fingers and slowly, very tactile, alive, feel your hands moving towards the back body. So if you're on a chair, you just find a way to bring your hands. Maybe it doesn't work if you're on a chair, but if you're on the floor, bring your fingertips to the back of your body, your thumbs towards your back, your fingers pointing away. So there's a sense of support on your hands, but without crushing the floor. It's more like a meeting, a sensual meeting between the ground and your hands. And then see if you can draw your elbows together very gently and then allow for an arching between the shoulder blades. But then, of course, see if you can not impose that, but allow that. Your whole front torso offered to the space in front. Your throat, your breath. It's a big yes with the torso. Your face is towards the ceiling. Surrender the posture to the openness all around. Long inhale, long exhale. Yes, and then slowly, slowly the torso comes back and the hands travel back to the front. See if you can catch the habit of wrapping yourself back into a limited body. And instead of doing that, when you catch it, the habit, shake the habit out. Let the body never have to recoalesce as a body bag for the separate self. I am the openness. Remember that. Whisper that to yourself. I am borderless. I don't live in a body bag. The body lives in me. And when it's free not to be the body bag, it's such a sweet body. A body of light, a body of energy. Body of textures and temperatures, a body of breath. So now just simply feel your breath. Just feel the wave of the in-breath, the out-breath.
Where the body is happy to make way for this breath, for this wave. The nostrils, for example, they are wide open for the flow. Feel that. The inside of the nostrils tasting the flow of the breath with pleasure. No pushing, no pulling, just tasting. Inhale and a pause. Exhale and a natural pause. Now feel that not just the nostrils, but the body, the torso is also happy to be a pathway for the body, for the breath. Maybe from the bottom of the torso, the root of the torso, feel the pathway. With the in-breath traveling up from the root of the torso to the top of the head. Pause, and then the out breath, it goes the other way, and the body becomes a channel for the breath, and it loves it. Feel how there's a sort of love affair. And you don't have to do it, you're just witnessing it, tasting it on some level. There's this such an intense movement of breath, and yet feel that there is no breather. And yet there is such a display of sensation, temperature, movement. You're the openness, allowing this beautiful rhythmic wave-like movement in you. The breath is such a beautiful helper because it helps us debunk the areas of me, the body feeling. So let the breath touch these areas of me, the body.
And the breath doesn't do anything, it just caresses these knee localizations in the body. It just caresses, and by that it says, no, you're not me. You're not the real me. You're just an innocent sensation. And don't do anything, just make way for Ganga's voice again. Feel that our listening, our joint listening is the heart out of which this chant arises.
Sri Radhe.
Thank you, Conga Papa. Conga Mama. I'm feeling quite reluctant to shift into talk mode, except maybe we won't do sort of questions. Maybe Coco, you have something you'd like to offer in a few seconds, but I just don't feel it. Somehow I don't feel it tonight. But if anybody's a newcomer, know that usually we do have a little moment for questions. So come back, because it will happen. And if you have a very pressing question, you can write to me. But I don't know why. I think it's Gonga's chanting. Is that okay with you guys? Say yes. Yes.
I wrote a poem. Can I share it?
Of course you can, Sergio.
Okay. Just the other day, I was doing a meditation and I felt that I was a bubble. Like a bubble made of space, floating in space, being space. And then it went so deep that I felt like the bubble kind of exploded peacefully into the space around. And actually, something similar happened today with the fireworks. I felt that sensation was like a firework appearing in me, in the sky of awareness. So I want to share this poem. The poem is called Bubbles of Being. An ocean without limits, an atmosphere levitating around no nucleus. Just pure, warm, soapy water, whispering its infinite oceanicness with the serene bathing of itself in itself. an undifferentiated matrix, drinking its own elixir, expanding in its non-located air. A newborn creature emerges in us and from the tender uterus. It's a bubble, a microcosm of the sea, exploring the sea, a particle of sky, knowing the sky. The baby feels the cozy skin of its mother. Then it starts to float. Its membrane is gooey, but at the same time is transparent. It's a space encapsulating space. As it rises, it starts to vibrate effortlessly. It stretches, dances, trembles. It's modulated in different flexible, amorphous ways. It is its nature to be a bubble, to play, to experience the mini bubbles, to experience as it bubbles up. It inflates more and more. Intensity increases. But then its soapy, porous coating appears to be more solid. Now it's tight, dense. It is an entity on its own. It wants to become. It's a bubble that fears to blow up. It is lost in the micro events of its imagination. Its borders are well defined, and its body is like gelatin. The creature got tired of searching. All that it wanted was a virgin hug of mom. It let go of the resistance. It watered down its viscous skin and let all the nano creatures swim, fly, and disappear. It melted in mom, in her welcoming intelligence, in her transparent, seamless water and space. It soaked in the unconditional jets until it burst. The creature didn't die. It just reborned. It reborned to its true state of not being two in reference to mom. It kept floating, but now expressing the raw innocence and playfulness of a bubble of being, a creature of love. That's it.
Thank you, Sergio. That's so sweet.
You're welcome.
Very nice. Bubble, Mr. Bubble Soap. Lovely. I think somebody's got a... Artemis, don't you have a bubble in your belly? Just made... I thought of you as I was listening to the poem. Because you're pregnant, aren't you?
I am, yeah. Actually, I thought it was funny. Last week, you were using this metaphor of the mother and the baby, and so my mind kept going to this new phase of my life. So, yeah. It's a growing bubble inside of me.
Growing bubble in a lucky, he's a lucky or she's a lucky bubble. Anyway.
Yes.
Good luck with it.
Thank you. Yeah.
Coco, do you have something for us?
Hi. Sergio, I loved your poem, the images in it, and so many beautiful words. I hope you'll send it to Ellen.
Yes, send it to me, Sergio, and then I'll include it in the recording email.
Yes, I will.
Good.
Thank you.
That word atmosphere, that word keeps coming up to me today. And I was, Ellen, I love that you said early on that we don't have to listen. We just have to fall back into listening, that we are the listening. And even that we are the atmosphere of listening, the atmosphere of openness. Clearing, you know, I just love that. And so, and also that something you said made me think that we are like you said something like be with all the what arises, you know, and it's certainly coming through us, of course, but we are also a companion to it. Like, how is it? It's so lovely in a way. It changes it a little bit to think of being a companion to sadness, for example, or like even confusion, or like just I don't know. With just I anyway. Thank you, just for all the stuff that you, all of it without agenda, but that we are. I mean, I just with it, like, you know, to see and to be surprised, like those fireworks were perfect because we were like, you know, we were surprised by them, but they were coming out of the listening that we are. Like, I don't know, it was just perfect. So I do have a couple of I had more than these, but these are the ones that come up. The way in. Sometimes the way to milk and honey is through the body. Sometimes the way in is a song. But there are three ways in the world: dangerous, wounding, and beauty. To enter stone, be water. To rise through hard earth, be plant desiring sunlight, believing in water. To enter fire, be dry. To enter life, be food. Mm-hmm. I love that. I had to stop it for a minute. To enter life, be food. I don't even want to be bitter food. I'll be any kind of food, but look, I do love that. What kind of food do we want to offer ourselves as to life?
That's great. I love that. Yeah.
And this is the other one. Holding.
I love that question. What kind of food do we want to be to life? I love that.
Yeah. And the other thing that I had to stop at for a second was to enter fire, be dry. And I thought, dry? But it's not arid. It's not brittle. It's clear, like today, it's a fall day everywhere, probably. No, not, right? In some parts of the world, it's not fall, but here it is. And the air is so clear and dry, and you can see for a million miles. And it's like that, to enter fire, be dry, like, so. I'm glad you liked that. Holding the light. For Kate, that other poem was from Linda Hogan. And she, I didn't really know about her, but she's got a lot of great poems. Holding the light for Kate Rhodes. gather up whatever is glittering in the gutter, whatever has tumbled in the waves or fallen in flames out of the sky. For it's not only our hearts that are broken, but the heart of the world as well. Stitch it back together. Make a place where the day speaks to the night and the earth speaks to the sky. Whether we created God or God created us, it all comes down to this. In our imperfect world, we are meant to repair and stitch together what beauty there is. Stitch it with compassion and wire. See how everything we have made gathers the light inside itself and overflows. A blessing.
Can you say the two last lines again, Coco?
See how everything we have made gathers the light inside itself and overflows. Mm. A blessing. Mm.
Sweet.
Stuart Kestenbaum. This last one just goes with those two, okay?
Yes.
Clearing. Do not try to save the whole world or do anything grandiose. Instead, create a clearing in the dense forest of your life and wait there patiently until the song that is your life falls into your own cupped hands and you recognize and greet it. Only then will you know how to give yourself to this world so worthy of rescue.
Hmm. Who is that? Mary Oliver? No.
That's by Martha Postlewaite. Another, like...
Amazing. You. I don't know where you like, you're just Miss Poem Catcher.
You evoked all those poems today.
Thank you so much, Coco. I really love that question. What kind of food do I want to feed life? Yeah. Be for life. Well, I feel like each of our little squares, we're each a morsel of lovely food for life. Thank you very much. Whatever state you're in or feeling you're feeling. Sophia, I know. I think I'm feeling a special thought for you. Well, thank you all for coming. Thank you. Thank you for the poems, both of you.
Love you guys.
We love you too, Coco. And see you maybe next week. From Ombra to everyone, thank you. Thank you, she says, Coco and everybody. Thank you, Ombra. And thank you, Ganga. Thank you so much, Ganga. It's so nice to have you. All righty, guys. Mm. Hi, Kelly. I didn't see you there. Lisa, are you new? Lisa Renee, are you? No, you were there last time. Oops. There's a little boy bouncing in front of the screen there. I wonder who he belongs to. I wonder what his name is. I wonder who his mother is.
No, Ellen, hi. I'm not new.
You came before.
The time, I got confused with the time, and I invited someone who's here, and we both came at 2:30, so we missed most of it.
In time for the fireworks.
So I'm grateful for the recording that we'll have.
Yes, you'll have the recording.
Yes, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. All righty, guys. See you later.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye, young boy. What's your name, little boy? Tell your name.
Elon.
Elon. How do you spell it?
Epsilon.
Epsilon.
A.
Why?
Epsilon Y-A-N.
No, Y-L-A-N.
Okay. That's a nice name. I love the Epsilon. My name starts with an epsilon, right? Epsilon is E.
No. Oh. It's the Y.
Okay.
Y-L-A-N, yeah.
I see. Alpha, beta, gamma, delta, epsilon. All right. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks, Evan.
Bye,
Len and Anna.